Hello everyone and welcome back to the Mysterious Logo Show. You're listening to Kev and today's episode is just a short and sweet episode. I just wanted to take the time to wish everybody listening and for those who aren't listening just yet, just to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. It's been a turbulent year. If you're still staying positive, staying strong, then I applaud you. It's been a crazy, wild year. Even the last year, it's been a roller coaster. And I just wanted to take some time to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And I really love this time of year because it helps you to take a moment in life to reflect on the year that you've had. And by doing this, you can reflect on the moments in your life that led you up until now, and you can correlate with how you were feeling to what's been unfolding in your life. If you're just starting to listen to this podcast and just sort of kind of finding your way with what I've been sharing with you, then I think now's a good opportunity to look back to kind of reflect on what's unfolded and kind of correlate it to how you've been feeling. And I really think it's an important moment in your life because as you begin to understand frequency and vibration and the power of what you focus your attention upon, you can really start to get into a swing of all of this and you can start to really attract wonderful things into your life. So from this moment on, from what you've been learning on this show, you can actually start to attract a wonderful 2021. And I just wanted to talk about focus. So last night, I've been recently playing a game that I really adore. I've been playing it for years, but on and off. So it's an online game called Tibia. And you grab a character, a druid or a sorcerer or a paladin or a knight, and you go around hunting creatures and you level up and whatever, whatever. But I found that through playing this game solidly for the last couple of days, I had allowed my vibration to acclimate to one of stress and trying to make things happen. Like, this game had just made where I was hunting creatures and I was fighting all the time. My vibration just lowered, and it wasn't until I came off the game that I realized that I was actually thinking about something unwanted. There was something to do with my personal life that I wanted to be different. And I found myself dwelling about the problem, and I understand that you can't find a solution when focused on the problem because they're two different frequencies. So knowing this, I still found myself, my vibration had acclimated to one of a lesser vibration. So in that moment, I had to kind of pause and stop myself and kind of assess why my frequency had lowered. And instead of dwelling on that problem longer, I just reassured myself. I soothed myself by telling myself that everything was going to be fine, that everything I had been manifesting unwanted things for a long time. And it's only these last couple of years that I really made progress with the law of attraction. So all these old thoughts, all these things unwanted that I have in my experience currently are just manifestations of old frequency, old vibrations. I was very sloppy with my vibration for about 30 years. So I soothed myself, I reassured myself that I can't find a solution whilst focused on the problem. And then I took my attention and placed it upon something wonderful that's happening in my life, like I'm expecting another child into my life, and in 8 days time we find out what the gender will be. So I put my attention on that instead of the other thing that I was worried about, and almost instantly I felt my vibration raise and acclimate to one of wonder and magnificence and gratitude. And I felt in that moment very, very lucky to be experiencing what I'm experiencing. And I realized that it's just through your focus and your attention on what you're thinking and what you're witnessing in your everyday life that actually affects your vibration. So how could I go from worrying about something that I really would like to change and all of a sudden go to feelings of gratitude and appreciation just through changing my focus? So it's really curious, and I just want you to all to understand that it's so powerful when you start walking this path. All you need to be able to do is just be aware of how you feel in any moment. To really make progress and to really apply the law of attraction into your life, you just need to catch yourself in a moment of lesser frequency. So if you're plodding around your day, just take a minute to ask yourself, wow, how do I feel right now? And if you feel a little bit sluggish or heavy chested or a little bit stressed, ask yourself what you've been watching on TV or who you've been spending time around or what it actually is that's led you to feel like that. And by doing that, you can identify things that make your vibration acclimate to a lower vibration. And then you can slowly start withdrawing yourself from those TV shows, those movies, those experiences, those people, and start to help yourself to focus your attention on better feeling things. I remember a long time ago, I used to be addicted to Jeremy Kyle. I loved Jeremy Kyle. I thought, my God, there's people around this planet living like this, like so much stress and violence, and some of the shows that they would have were crazy, like crazy family feuds. I remember one woman stole money from her mum's bank account while she was in hospital having her leg removed. Like, and it's crazy, these kinds of things. And I used to love the show, or I used to think I loved the show, but it used to leave me feeling really, really glum afterwards. My vibration would have lowered. And it was profound when I realized about all of this, because I thought I enjoyed that TV show, but really and truly, that TV show forced my vibration I allowed my vibration to lower just from my attention and focus on something very, very negative. And the media is the same, the newspapers are the same. Negativity breeds and it sells and it makes money because we're so used to having our vibration acclimate to our surroundings. Have you ever woken up in the morning and just kind of, you repeat the same feeling? So you know you wake up in your house and it's not really the house that you want, and you look around and you feel that feeling of sameness, and it perpetuates, and you just kind of feel like you're not really happy where you are, you want more, but this is what you've got. So you just kind of keep repeating that same feeling when you wake up. This is the difference between being very successful with deliberately creating and just kind of not being successful with it. If you wake up and you find yourself repeating those same feelings based on your surroundings, if you allow what's around you to affect how you're feeling now, you're just going to get more and more of that. You have to take your focus off of what is and put your focus on to things that are wanted coming into your experience. You have to remember that how your life is now and what surrounds you now is just a reflection of how you've been feeling up until this point. They're manifestations of old vibrations, wanted and unwanted. You are where you are. You have what you have. But there's a bridge here, and you can either keep repeating the same feelings based on what surrounds you and what's in your life and things that you have manifested that are unwanted. If you keep focusing on all of this stuff around you, how can you ever attract more? You have to take your focus off of what surrounds you, and you have to deliberately choose how you want to feel. And an easy way of doing that is allowing yourself to flirt with the idea of having the things that you want. How would it feel when I have the billions? How would it feel when I have the cars? How would it feel when I am loved by people who deserve my love and attention? How would it feel when I'm successful? How would it feel when I have friends that adore and dote after me? How would it feel when I have that family that I long for? Yeah, and you just do things like this, and you flirt with these ideas, and you allow yourself to visualize and to daydream with things that are wanted, future manifestations, things that you actually want to bring into your life. Change is a constant, and it's happening in every second. The cells in your body are changing, the vibrations around you, everything that you see right now is temporary, and even pain is temporary. Pain especially is just a reflection of where you're focusing your attention on. If you're focused on the problem and the pain, it's going to perpetuate. It's the law of attraction. But if you can find a way to flirt with the idea of this thing in your life changing in a way that you want it to, that you can have, that you can bring into your life wanted manifestations, if you can flirt with those ideas and visualize and start to feel as if you already have that thing that you want and start basking in those new vibrations, then everything around you will change almost instantly. In fact, you could, it's just vibration. You could be sitting in the same seat that you're sitting in today that you're unhappy with, in the same surroundings that you're not really grateful for. If you find yourself in a place where you want more and you're not happy with what you have, just from a little tweak of focusing your attention, you can feel abundant in your mind. You can go from lack to abundance. Just from taking your mind off of the problem or off of the thing in front of you that you want to be improved, and just taking your mind into a place where you can flirt with the ideas of things wanted coming into your life. And I want you to take a minute here. I want you to practice today. This podcast will be released on Christmas Day, so I don't actually expect anyone to listen to this on Christmas Day. But if you could just find a time to lie down somewhere quiet, alone, if you can. If you got kids, like put them in front of the TV, give them a computer or a tablet or something. Give them 20 minutes where they're focused on the TV or whatever, and you find a place where you can lay down and you can start to really relax into ease. And I want you to start to attempt to daydream and imagine and flirt with the idea of the things that you want. The things that you wanted for a long time, if you flirt with the idea of them coming into your life and of you having those things that you want, you can feel the feeling of having that thing that you want. Your vibration will raise, and I want you to become aware of that feeling, that shift from how you're feeling really, really glum to just by flirting with the idea of things working out for you, all of a sudden you can feel inside you a different frequency. You can feel that. You can start to feel really giddy, and you start feeling excited with the idea of something coming to you and the things that you want to manifest into your life actually happening to you. This is why visualization is so beautiful, because you flirt with the ideas that you want to come into your reality. And by doing this, you can feel how you will feel when they manifest into reality. And it's about basking in those vibrations there. It's about spending as much time as possible imagining, visualizing, and believing that you can have whatever you want. And that's what speeds up wanted manifestations coming into your experience. When you bask in the vibration of the manifestation, it will come so quickly into your life. But if something's not coming into your life quickly, it just means that you're spending more time focused on the absence of it than on the physical manifestation coming into your life. You know, there's two sides to everything that you want in life. You can focus on the abundance or you can focus on the lack. If something wanted hasn't come into your manifested into your experience quite yet, it's just because you're focused on the absence. You haven't been doing the energy work and you haven't been basking in the feeling of having it. We sometimes find ourselves in places where we don't allow ourselves to dream. We don't allow ourselves to kind of believe that we can have things. Well, sometimes we look at something and we put such a grand label on it. We'll be like, oh, we'll never have that. We'll never have money to have that. And that's what slows that thing down. You just have to look around in the world, and there's people in this reality, on this planet that have manifested such vast amounts of wealth. It's ridiculous. And they have trillions of pounds and trillions of... They have the wealth that you're telling yourself now that you can't have. And they're no different to you. They weren't born with a bigger brain or sometimes you'll say, but their family was rich and they was born into wealth. But that's not the case. What they were born into is ease and allowing. Like, they were born into a life which was just really easy. So they found a way to allow things to happen for them. where there are some other people that have lived such hard lives and they've just been efforting that they don't spend any time allowing. And that's the big difference, is there are two ways to live life. You can go upstream against the current of life, and you can try to make things happen, and the stream of life will have its wicked way with you and bash you around and really throw you around and give you a turbulent time at life. And there's another way to live life where it's just downstream, and you're just so in love with your moments, and you just kind of understand how the law of attraction works and how life works, and you spend your time allowing your vibration to raise and allowing the universe to give you your physical manifestations that you've been dreaming for, that you've been longing for, that you've been asking for. And people that are born into wealth are just born into such a steady place of allowing. They've never had any problem. Well, they have problems, but they don't have the stress and the pressure of your average working day man or woman. So they just allowed. If they wanted something, their rich family would buy it for them. If they wanted to start a business, they could do that. If they had an idea, they could follow through with that idea straight away. And they're just in this really beautiful place of steady allowing, which is where we need to be, where everyone needs to be. This is why we came into these bodies, into this journey. It's just to become aware of your power as a deliberate creator, and to live a life of steady flowing and of allowing, to allow your vibration to raise and to allow manifestations to come into your experience. And that's all we're here for. We're here to deliberately create and co-create together to see what is possible. And then after those journeys, we re-emerge back into non-physical, and we re-emerge into the larger expansive part of ourselves that we've expanded through our journey. So you really can have it all, but it's just a steady path of kind of training your thoughts, planting new beliefs, catching yourself in the moment when you find yourself on a lesser vibration, and identifying what thought or what experience led you to feel less, and then kind of reassuring and soothing yourself through that thought and allowing your vibration to raise back to its natural state. And then from there, you can start to either visualize or imagine or daydream, or even just start to flirt in all of your moments with the idea of the things that you want manifesting into your experience really, really quickly. When you get really good at this, you'll have an epiphany. You'll realize that it was never actually the physical manifestation that you wanted. For example, if you want £1 million, okay? Having £1 million would be wonderful. It would be fantastic, right? But you can feel abundantly rich right now, just through imagining and visualizing and allowing yourself to relax into ease and to flirt with the idea of being rich. Your mind can start drifting and attracting all these different ideas of what you could start doing with that money. So just for closing your eyes and relaxing in your bed, you can start to imagine all the sorts of things and experiences that you can have with £1 million. And so those vibrations and feelings that you're manifesting whilst you're laying in bed imagining feel so much more wonderful than £1 million ever could. Because we're expansive beings, we always want more. So once you've manifested £1 million into your life, it loses its glamour and sparkle, and it won't be long before you want £5 million, and then £10 million, and then £15 million, and then you want to be in the Forbes rich list, and so on and so on. So we're never really content with a physical manifestation for too long. You know, if you ever bought a car and been really gassed and excited about your car, and then after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you want a different car. Like, what is that? It's where we are expansive beings. You have to remember that by the time the physical manifestation has come into your life, it's the last step of the creative process. You know, you've had that desire for a long time. You've wanted it. And by the time it's come, you want something more. It's normal. So you will have the epiphany that it's the energy work and the basking, and it's the 15 minutes in your day where you close your eyes and allow yourself to relax and imagine and visualize those feelings and vibrations and ideas that you have whilst visualizing and whilst you're laying down in bed are so much more potent in feeling good than your manifestation could ever be. So you realize that it was never actually about the physical manifestation, but rather the conjuring of the emotional manifestation. To be able to choose how you want to feel in any moment and go after that is almost miraculous. To be staring something unwanted in the face and not let it knock you off your good feeling vibration, that's power. That's more than £1 million ever could be. It's about basking with the energies and the ideas and flirting with your manifestations during visualization and imagining and daydreaming. That's what we came to live for. And by the more time that you spend basking in those emotions, in the idea of having what you want, the more time spent basking in those feelings, the faster your manifestations will come into your experience. It's the law of attraction. If you find a way to feel very, very wonderful vibrationally for a lengthy amount of time, the universe is going to give you manifestations that match your frequency. So for a large part of my life, well, not a large part of my life, but for a lengthy amount of time, the last 3 years, I spent going after the physical, after the manifestations and the houses, the cars, the millions of pounds, billions of pounds. And it all lost its glamour and I became really impatient if it didn't manifest into my life almost immediately. So I do the energy work, I do the good feeling work for about 2 weeks and then I get frustrated with the manifestations not coming into my experience. But now I don't go after the physical experience anymore. I feel as if I've almost transcended physical manifestations. I spend most of my time feeling as wonderful as possible, allowing myself to flirt with the ideas of having everything that I want, becoming abundance, having the empire, having a success. I spend most of my time basking in the idea of having something instead of trying to chase after the physical. I'm so in love with conjuring emotional manifestations and so in love with feeling wonderful when I imagine, when I visualize. I'm so in love with those feelings there that I don't think any physical manifestation could ever come close to the emotional. So that's what I wanted this podcast to be about, is to get people to understand that the law of attraction in its essence is about being able to conjure an emotional manifestation in any moment. So if you're not feeling very well, you found yourself focused on something that allows your vibration to acclimate to a lesser vibration or a lower vibration, you can deliberately allow your vibration to raise and deliberately soothe yourself and refocus your attention on a better feeling thought or a better feeling idea. And in that moment, in any moment of sadness, you can actually allow yourself to return to a better feeling place. So no matter what happens to you in your experience, you can always feel wonderful. And that's what the law of attraction in its essence is about. It's about feeling good in all of your moments and living a very happy life. And it's through feeling good in all of your moments and allowing yourself to flirt with the ideas of everything working out for you that actually allows your manifestations to come into your experience much faster. Because after all, what is the point of being able to manifest wonderful things into your life if you don't have control over how you feel? So the example I've given before on the show is billionaires. Billionaires who have amassed wonderful fortunes and empires and billions of pounds and are just quite frankly miserable and end up taking their lives or committing suicide. It's all about learning about yourself, about your emotions, about your power as a deliberate creator, about the power of your intention, the power of your focus, visualization, dreaming, imagining, daydreaming. It's all of these little things. And once you start to begin to learn that you control how you feel and you're the only one that can affect how you feel, you start to become more and more, you start to really wake up to the fact that no one can really harm you, no one really can be offensive to you, that you really control how you feel. And when you really step into your power, you really take great strides with all of this. And it's just about you remembering the very, very beyond powerful, deliberate creator that you are. And through remembering that you're the deliberate creator, and through remembering about the law of attraction, from this moment on, you can start to attract a very beautiful life into your experience. But it's not just about physical manifestations, but you can ultimately feel as wonderful as you allow yourself to feel in any moment. I'm going to leave it there for today, because it's Christmas, and if you've spent 25 minutes listening to me as opposed to listening to your families or spending time with your loved ones, then shame on you. I really want you all to have a very wonderful day. I think Christmas is a beautiful time. It takes everyone's attention off of the lack and onto abundance, and everybody takes time to give as opposed to receiving. And it's just a very wonderful time. And if you find yourself at a point in life where you're really, really feuding with someone, you're really upset with someone, or someone did you wrong, or you haven't spoken to a family member for years, now is the time to really forgive. Because remember, you're not forgiven for them, but you're forgiven for you. Because through forgiveness, you can allow yourself to live happily ever after. If you spend your life holding on to a grudge or resentment or rage, if you spend days and days and weeks and months and years angry at someone, it's actually stopping you, it's preventing you from living a life of abundance. Because every time you think about that person, or you associate something angry with that person, if something happens in your experience and it reminds you of them and you get really angry or really resentful, that is hindering your vibration from rising, and you're just going to be on a lesser frequency, a lesser vibration, and you're just going to continue to attract either the same or less or unwanted manifestations into your experience. So now is the time to release all of that anger, all of that grudge, all of that resentment. You have to really allow things to be how they are. You have to hold your hands up in the air and say, you know what? I'm no longer going to be angry or raging against the universe for these reasons. I'm going to forgive these people and move on in my life. You know, you don't have to forgive them and then allow them to be buddy-buddy, paddy-paddy next to you for the rest of your life. Just forgive them, because it helps you to live a life of wonder. And through forgiving, you can start to attract wonderful things into your experience. So forgive for you and not for them. Or maybe forgive for them as well, but it's easier to forgive for you so that you can live a beautiful life. So I'm going to leave it there. Have a very, very nice day. Enjoy your Christmas holidays. Get drunk. Have fun. Do stupid things. Spend time with your loved ones. And really, really adore your moments. Because from this point on, you're going to really start to remember your power as a deliberate creator. You're going to really start to remember that there is nothing that you can't have, be, or do. So spend these times in a wonderful feeling place. Love the people that you're spending your time around, and look forward to your future. Have a very, very Merry Christmas, and have a very wonderful Christmas holiday. Take care, everyone.